Simon & Schuster Audio presents Once Upon a Camel by Kathy Appelt. Read by Jackie Sanders.
One. Foothills, Chisos Mountains, West Texas, 1910.
Incoming!
Even in her sleep, Zada recognized that voice. The old camel raised one eyelid. It was still dark. There was at least an hour left before dawn. She did not recall setting an early alarm bird. Zada settled deeper into her sandy furrow, yawned. But before she could drift back off, here it came, a high-speed bundle of flapping kestrel feathers. American kestrel, to be specific, smallest of the falcon family, and it barreled directly toward Zada's face.
Peck, peck, peck.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Zada, wake up!
Perlita. In a pecking frenzy.
Ouch, 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 and more ouch.
Any chance for more sleep was now fully dashed.
Zada,
Perlita said. It's the worst news.
Perlita did a hoppity-hoppity dance on Zada's nose. Then she puffed herself up, so anxious she could hardly contain herself. Zada waited. Perlita puffed.
Long pause. More puffing. Long pause number two.
Puff, puff, puff.
Long pause number 5,863. Extreme puffing. Finally, Zada couldn't stand it.
Chirp it out, she said.
At last, Perlita, still maximally puffed, cut loose with a dizzying trail of words that quickly turned into a torrent, which she strung together in an array of cleese and killies. As best Zada could make out, Perlita's monologue went something like,
"There's a mountain coming toward us, a huge, huge mountain, the tallest in history. And it's so big and so tall, it's taking up the entire world, the entire universe, and it's moving our way."
Perlita's voice had gone so fevered that it made Zada wince, even without the message that was attached to it. And the message was, "It's going to eat us, Zada. I'm telling you, there's a mountain coming our way."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?